Awkward Tuesday phone call.
When your past comes back to haunt you,
okay,
what do you do?
Run.
Do you run away from your past?
Yeah. Scream?
Do you confront your past head on?
Oh, beat it up?
Yeah.
Do you put on some Barry White and seduce your past and get it pregnant?
Now I have two pasts. Yeah,
now
this
you raise some cute little past babies with it.
Past.
Well, one of our listeners was recently confronted with something from her past,
mm-hmm.
and now she needs our help to deal with it. Her name is Amanda. Amanda, did your past knock you up too?
Not really knock me up, but definitely like shook me.
Mm. Okay. I would say definitely get a paternity test on that thing, okay?
Just be safe there.
A past paternity test?
Yeah, that's
mean?
It.
Yeah. So thank you. Tell us a little bit about the situation that you're in.
So I kind of need to explain how I got there because it wasn't just random. It's
okay.
I have a 6-year-old son, and he recently told me that there's some kids in his school that have been bullying him a little bit.
Oh, no.
Jose, what have you been doing, man?
Yeah. Well, the kid needs to give me his lunch and everything will be fine, okay? Move on.
That's like the worst thing you can hear from your kid when you're a parent.
Yeah, totally.
You want them to have fun at school.
But I ended up finding out that it was something that was actually kind of funny. I know it sounds weird, but
I know.
At first, all he told me was that they were picking on him.
Yeah.
And apparently they saw his underwear and it was Superman.
Okay.
And that's a DC comic.
Yeah.
And all the other boys in the group had Marvel underwear.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, no.
Now I get
it.
So it was this weird Marvel versus DC underwear bullying situation that was like kind of false, but
you actually kind of sided with the other kids, didn't you? You were like, you know what, son? You need to switch over. That Superman underwear is total baloney.
Oh, no. I'm DC all the way.
Okay.
That is so funny. But it's not, that's not necessarily bullying, right? Like, they're just teasing. I don't know. Like, my daughter came home and said she was getting bullied in kindergarten. I'm like, what are they saying? She's like, this boy's saying he wants to marry me. And I'm like,
That's not it.
Someone is failing the definition of bullying. Okay.
So how does that relate to what's going on with you right now?
Well, it just got me thinking about when I was in middle school and I was kind of a bully to this other kid.
Oh,
you were the bully.
Well, at first it was him. His name is Vinny, and he kept picking on me. And now that I'm looking back, it was probably a crush or something.
Right.
But he would call me names, and he put, like, trash in my backpack. Just, like, stupid stuff.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I decided to like flip around the script and I ended up becoming the bully.
Oh, no, what'd you do?
So one day he was going to the bathroom and I took a broom from the janitor's closet and I wedged it between the locks so he couldn't get out of the stall.
No.
Locked him in the stall?
Wow.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
That is diabolical.
That's
smart. Like,
but you know what?
Teenage boys have nothing on teenage girls. You guys better watch out.
Well,
I'm
saying. In her defense, guys do like their bathroom time.
Well, the other thing, it gets worse from there.
Oh, what happened?
How?
I brought in all the other kids from the class and I was like, listen to him, and he was yelling like, help me, I'm trapped in the toilet.
Oh, dang.
That is terrible.
Yeah,
that makes it worse.
That's like public humiliation.
Yeah. And then, like, at the time it was hilarious.
Sure.
Yeah,
like,
to you.
Yeah.
He's known as Vinny the Toilet Boy now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, exactly. He was like the butt of all jokes, like no pun intended, like Toilet Boy, like that's what he was called, Toilet Boy.
Oh my God.
And it got around to the school and a group of the kids did this play about the whole situation and like performed it in front of our class.
Shut up.
Toilet Boy the musical?
No, it wasn't a musical. It was a play.
Oh, okay.
Still, though, I like the sound of that.
You guys,
I could see that happening on Broadway.
This is terrible. I don't know. You've been living with this for a long time that you feel this bad.
I mean, to be honest, I forgot about it for a while. But, you know, when my kid mentioned this bullying, it reminded me. And now looking back, after that, he stopped picking on me and he became more of like a quiet kid.
Wow, yeah. That's messed up, though.
It is messed up. So
yeah,
what
so
now?
Why are you calling us about this?
I never apologized to him, and I feel horrible about it. And like, I feel like I need to clear my conscience and also set a good example for my son.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I can agree with that part. I don't know, man. Like, what is the apology going to do for him? Like, you've done the damage. I would be like, screw you. You should have apologized years ago for this. Yeah. I would still be really angry at you.
Okay, Brooke thinks you're irredeemable at this point.
I'm just saying, I was super dorky in junior high, and I understand, like, from this Vinny's side, like,
wouldn't you like an apology though from your bullies?
You hear that, kids?
Maybe only so I could finally tell that person off.
I'm not lying. Like, better than nothing.
Yeah, to give me a chance to feel better. I mean, I'm sure he has gone over in his mind a million times what he would say to you if he ever had the chance.
Well, Amanda, maybe would you be okay if that happened? Like, if you called him and he just wanted to yell at you and get out all his frustration?
I mean, I wouldn't be thrilled with it, but the least I can do is apologize. And if he ends up just berating me and telling me off, then I can't do anything about it. It was my fault.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll give you a little bit of advice. And then you can call up Vinny, a.k.a. Toilet Boy, and hopefully flush away the bad karma.
Yeah. Like that.
That's a lot of puns.
Well, hey, yeah. What do you think you're getting into with this show?
I don't know. It's a good point.
And so we'll do that when we do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this, all right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just tuning in, a lady named Amanda emailed us because she was actually a self-confessed childhood bully.
Mm-hmm.
Who, back in middle school, locked a boy in a bathroom stall. Her whole class heard him yelling, "Help, I'm trapped in a toilet!" And he was called Toilet Boy after that for years. And she moved away. It's always been on her mind, though. But recently, something happened with her own child that made her think, you know what? I really need to go back and apologize to that kid.
Which, you know, it's bad that she was a bully, but it's good that she's grown and matured and realizes, like, I need to apologize.
That is the important thing. Yeah. And I will say this, Amanda. This might get a little bit nasty.
Uh-huh.
And he might even call you some names during the call. And if he does, I have some advice.
Oh, that's good.
What's the advice?
Okay, write this down. I know you are, but what am I?
Stupid.
Classic.
Oh my God, Jeffrey.
It's classic middle school. You can't come back from that one.
I am starting to think you were like a bully at your private school or something.
Oh,
okay?
You were, but
yeah. The other six kids in my school, they really had it coming.
It's private school.
Yeah.
Your parents are millionaires and mine are billionaires.
Look at that shabby Lexus that you're driving.
Actually,
how many nannies do you have?
Okay, you know what?
See,
this isn't about me. This is about Amanda. What advice do you have for Amanda, Brooke?
Yeah, Brooke.
Well, you know...
Nothing. She's got nothing
for
you.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I mean, I think that if you are truly apologizing, if you really feel bad about something, I think the most important part of that apology is to not make excuses for it.
Yeah, follow your sword.
To own your actions, to fall on your sword, like Jose said, and to be ready that maybe he's not ready to accept your apology.
I guess I have to keep that in mind. I have to be ready for anything.
Yeah, totally. I mean, because this guy obviously probably liked you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, huh.
Yeah.
All of
it. Yeah, and that's what makes it more horrible. Like, obviously at the time, I had no idea.
I know.
Yeah. When you're young, you don't
know.
Yeah. Do you want to make her feel a little bit worse before she makes the phone call, or should we just make it?
Kind of, but let's make the call
anyway.
Okay,
let's just dial the number. You ready to do this, Amanda?
Yeah, okay. I'm ready now more than ever.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial the number right now.
Hello?
Hi, hello? Is this Vinny?
Yeah, who's this?
Gosh, you probably don't remember me, but we went to middle school together. My name's Amanda.
Middle school?
We were in the same English class with Mrs. Norris.
Oh, hey, yeah. Huh, what's up? Hey, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it definitely has. So I got your number from some friends of friends that still keep in touch with you because I wanted to see, I wanted to reconnect, basically.
Oh, well, I'm flattered, but I am married, so.
Oh, no. Sorry, that's not what I wanted to call you, but I just wanted to talk if you had a second.
Oh, I guess, sure. What's up? What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, I'm married too, so it's not like that. But I have
a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, and one of my kids was bullied at school the other day, and it, you know, kind of got me thinking about how we kind of bullied each other when we were back in school. I don't even know if you remember this. It was a long time ago, but do you remember the whole trapped in a toilet incident?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how could I forget?
Look, I still feel really bad about it, and I don't think I ever apologized to you. So.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I probably went too far. And by the way, when those other kids turned it into a play, I had nothing to do with that. That I had no idea they were going to do that. I have nothing to do with that, but I know, I mean, there's no excuses. I was the instigator and, you know, I realize now that it was a form of bullying. And I just want to say I am so, so sorry for that.
Well, thank you. I mean, for saying that, truly. And I mean, yeah, at the time, I thought it was a little too far.
I know.
But look, you don't need to apologize now. It's
No. I actually do. It's really been weighing on me.
No. Trust me. You don't need to apologize. Because, look, here's what you don't know about the whole thing. The whole bullying incident, it actually really helped me in my life.
Oh.
If you remember, you moved away like right after that happened.
Yeah.
And the whole trapped in a toilet thing. I mean, even a few kids kept that going into high school.
Oh my God.
No. The point is, it's good. Because instead of fighting it, I just decided to run towards it. You know, instead of toilet boy, I started calling myself the toilet king. And I laughed at it. And also, I mean, by the time I graduated, I thought, why don't I take it a step further, you know, and create a restroom cleaning business?
Oh.
Yeah. I actually did. And that was like about 12 years ago. And now, I mean, it's exploded. And I got over 24 franchises in six different states.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty awesome. It's now a multi-million dollar company. And I mean, I guess I have you to thank for it.
So. What? This is the best outcome ever.
Whoa. You're talking to the toilet king?
Whoa,
what
is the toilet king?
What's going on?
Hey.
What's going on? Who's talking?
Vinny.
Hey, Vinny. This is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Hi, it's nice to meet the Toilet King.
Wow.
Whoa. Wait, so I'm on a radio right now?
Yeah.
And we are so excited for your business.
That's amazing, dude.
Hey, thank you. I mean, free advertising, right?
Yeah.
We're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Amanda wanted to apologize for what happened between the two of you back in middle school, but I guess, yeah, it sounds like she didn't really need to, did she?
Oh, my God.
Vinny, she called us for advice, and we were telling her that you were going to cuss her out, that, like, this... Because,
yeah.
I mean, the way she painted it, this ruined your life. Like, that it made your whole school experience really difficult. But apparently, you turned that thing right around.
Yeah. Dude, he thanked her!
Yeah. Amanda, what are you thinking right now?
I'm just can't believe that happened. I like, you're actually thanking me for bullying you.
That's weird.
Like, I mean, it taught me you gotta roll with the punches. And truth is, back then I hated you, and like for years after even I did, because it was tough.
Yeah.
But I mean, life works out. You never know how they're gonna happen. And I mean, I'm the toilet king.
Good for you.
The story makes me cry. I'm not even kidding. Like, what a story about a person who can, like, overcome something and turn it into something positive. Like, you're amazing, Vinny.
I know. Brooke loves her time on the toilet.
I know. Look, I'm all teary. I think it's really cool, man.
Yeah. Everybody uses the toilet. So.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe you need to get those junior high kids back to do that play. It could be your next promotional thing.
Yeah, franchise.
I mean, Amanda, what do you have anything else to say to Vinny?
Well, I'm just speechless right now, but I work at a restaurant, actually, and maybe we could hire you to clean our bathrooms and call it even.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I mean, we would love to do that. We could give you the family and friends discount.
Oh, wow. There it is. You're considering her a friend.
Hey.
Dude, you want to be friends with this guy. I bet you have vacation homes. I bet you have boats.
I don't really want to get into all that, but we're doing really good.
Private jets.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Well, wow, this is amazing. This has turned into an incredible call.
Dude, everyone needs to go out and bully people then.
No, that is not what it's about.
No, absolutely not.
Somebody bully me. You start, Brooke.
That's not. No. I've been trying for years. Yeah.
But Amanda, I will invite you over to the station and you can lock one of us in the bathroom, because I feel like good things are about to happen. Oh.